The McTominay Magic.
Scott McTominay scores.
The rubbish performance against Spain.
Is the way they play. For me, it's a bit rubbish.
The Oslo Miracle.
The away fans were down the other end, but the noise that they were making, and still even now, it makes the hairs in the back of my neck stand up.
It's all come down to tonight.
Hi, I'm Kenny McLean. This is Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Hi, I'm John McGinn.
We've got McGinn and one game to win. Tartan Army Tour of Germany moves on to Stuttgart, Scotland versus Hungary. We all know what it means.
Scotland breaking at pace.
Live from Stuttgart with the Tartan Army, Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Yes, good evening and welcome to Clyde One Super Scoreboard, live from Stuttgart on a potentially history-defining night for Scotland at the Euros. Hungary, the opposition, but the picture is complicated. A win probably enough to go through, and even a draw might be enough in the days to come. A struggle against Germany, followed by encouragement against the Swiss, leave Steve Clark's side in with a chance. Hundreds of thousands of fans have descended on Germany. Can the team deliver? We're close to finding out. I'm Gordon Duncan, and joining me is Gordon Dalziel and Mark Wilson.
History awaits the players, Steve Clark and his full staff. They can get a victory tonight against Hungary, and they'll almost certainly see us through to the knockout stages for the first time. Quite remarkable. A draw might be enough, but we can't guarantee that. Steve Clark's men will be going all out for the win and hoping to impress the thousands and thousands of supporters who have made their way here to the stadium. It was empty here for a couple of days. It is jam-packed. The atmosphere has been cranked up in the city and we just can't wait for kickoff to come around.
Yeah, I agree. I felt Munich and Cologne were something special. This has went up another notch, I've got to say. We've been outside, Gordon. We're a stone throw away from the stadium where hopefully Scotland can make history tonight. The Tartan Army are ready for it. I hope the team is ready for it.
Yes, Mark Wilson and Gordon Dalziel in the shadow of the Stuttgart Arena where Steve Clark's team will take to the pitch and try and make history tonight. The view from home comes from the one and only Hugh Keevans.
Steve Clark says that football is a game of emotions. Well, tonight we require emotional intelligence as well as tactical intelligence. We were swallowed up by the occasion in Munich and lost 5-1 to Germany. We lived with the tension in Cologne and drew 1-1 with Switzerland. Tonight, the weight of history means only a win will do. I wouldn't like us, Gordon, to rely on a draw being sufficient. A win puts us in a favourable position. These players carry the weight of history on their shoulders. It is an onerous burden. But if you want to live with the big boys, you have to be a big boy.
And who will the big boys be tonight for Steve Clark? So much debate goes into a game like this one. They don't come much bigger. What does the team look like? And what is the view from inside the Stuttgart Arena? We are just outside, so let's cross in live to our reporter Andrew McLean and find out who plays tonight.
Yeah, well, it all comes down to this. Supporters packing out the stands for this game. You just cannot miss. To the left, blue saltires, the kilt Scotland fans making their way into the ground. To my right, the Hungary supporters who are already making themselves heard. They're draped in red and they are ready for this game as well. But I won't leave you waiting any longer for that important team news. Just the one change for Steve Clark tonight. Out goes Kieran Tierney. Of course, his tournament is over. And in comes Scott McKenna. So Angus Gunn in goal for Scotland. The right wing back, Anthony Ralston. It's then Jack Hendry, Grant Hanley and Scott McKenna, with Andy Robertson as the left wing back. The four in midfield, Callum McGregor, Billy Gilmore, Scott McTominay and John McGinn. Shea Adams continues to lead the line. The substitutes, Kelly, Clark, Shankland, Christie, Cooper, Armstrong, Morgan, Conway, Jack, McCrory, McLean, Taylor and Forrest. For hungry. Well, there was a big question mark over Dominik Szoboszlai. He didn't train for the last couple of days, but he is in the starting lineup. He is the danger man, and he is the player that Scotland will be looking to keep quiet tonight. I look back to the game on Wednesday night. That national anthem was something special in Cologne, and I think it might even be top tonight. It is a wonderful looking stadium. It is a stadium that you see referenced a lot when people talk about Hampden, because this used to have a big running track around it. But what they did over the last few years was they brought in the stands behind the goal. It's now nice and compact, and this will be loud. It will be very loud in this stadium, and I'm looking forward to hearing it.
Well, there you have it, Mark Wilson and Gordon Dale, very quickly. What's your reaction to that team news?
Not surprised at all, Gordon. We've been discussing it for a couple of days now, and the impact of Kieran Tierney's injury, how would that affect the team? Would it change the shape? Would it just be a straight swap? Would there be some personnel changes? I think I said at the time, I thought it would just be like for like with Scott McKenna coming into the side and the rest being the same. That's what Steve Clark's opted for. Let's hope it's the right choice.
Yeah, we discussed whether he could go to a back four, two in the middle, three in front and then one up, but it's a Steve Clark team. You know, he doesn't make a lot of changes. It's the biggest game for a long, long time, Gordon. So I'm not surprised. I like the fact that McKenna's come in there. He's strong, he's powerful. He's a left-sided player. We just hope we can defend properly tonight and score goals at the other end.
Any big surprises in there for you, Hugh Keevans?
No. I'm glad he's kept faith with Anthony Ralston. We know that he was targeted by the Swiss midweek and he overcame the responsibility he had to take for the goal that was scored by Shaqiri for Switzerland. He's kept changes to a minimum. I don't think on an occasion like this it is the time to play tinker man. Not with the formation, not with the personnel. They all know what's in front of them, and I'm left to draw the conclusion, Gordon, that he really does believe in Che Adams to a greater extent than he does in Lauren Shankland. But I'd like to think that if we need a goal, and there's every likelihood we will, I'd like to think that Shankland gets more than the 4 minutes he got against Switzerland.
Come on then, it's 0141 951 1025. We might be live here from Stuttgart, but you can still get in touch on the phones in the old fashioned manner, and we want to hear from you more than ever, because Scotland national team games, I should say, don't come much bigger than this show has existed for many, many years, followed all the highs and lows, mostly lows, over the last couple of decades, and now it is the chance to make history. So give us a call, 0141 951 1025. The beauty of us being live on location here in Germany is that we can get Scotland fans with us to have their say on the big games. And Hugh Keevans, you will never believe who the Cats dragged in.
No, who?
Take it away, Marvin Bagley.
Oh, no. No, listen, it's been absolutely brilliant. I came across on Tuesday, saw the game on Wednesday, and obviously going across to the game in about 15 or 20 minutes tonight as well. So, as you said, a massive, massive occasion for Scotland, and I really hope they can do it.
Marvin McBartley, they're calling him, Hugh Keevans. He's here with the Tom Army. He is loving it.
I know the feeling, because two of my grandchildren, like Marvin, born in London, and tonight the funny accents are at a minimum, and they are Scotland jerseys and right behind Steve Clark. Nice to hear from you, Marv.
Marvin, sum it up for people, because in case people think we are at it or we are being biased, you're an adopted Scot, of course. You were in the stadium the other night. You've sampled it in the city over the last couple of days. You've even been down at Scotland's training base, and you're here tonight. Just try and sum up how big this is.
It's difficult to do so. As you said, you know, the national anthem on Wednesday was spine tingling. It was absolutely unbelievable, you know, to hear all the Scottish people within the stadium, you know, out singing the Switzerland fans very, very easily. But as I said, I've been to a lot of international games, obviously more England than Scotland, but it was the best national anthem I've ever heard. It really, really was passionate. But as you said, the build-up into this game as well has been absolutely massive. I was in the town earlier, a lot of Scotland fans in real good spirits, and then the closer it's got to the game and the closer I've got to the stadium, you know, the happier they've become. So listen, you really can't sum it up, Gordon. It's a once in a lifetime experience, and that's why I've come across to, you know, be a part of it.
Try and be neutral sort of then. I know you want Scotland to win, but take our emotion out of it. What does it look like on the field for Scotland tonight? Should we be as confident as everyone is?
Listen, I think it's going to be an extremely difficult game. I think you're seeing two teams that probably both prefer to be without the ball than with it in terms of playing on the counter-attack. I think Hungary are a very, very good team. You know, I watched them against Germany the other day. At 1-0 down, they probably should have scored two to put themselves 2-1 ahead. They didn't do that. And then that second goal they conceded was questionable. Obviously, with Gundogan going into the back of their defender. It's not a foregone conclusion by any stretch of the imagination. As I said, I was at the game on Wednesday and Scotland looked very, very tired in probably the last 20 to 25 minutes. So I know you guys have said it, but I'm surprised that they haven't been, you know, a couple of freshen up today. But everyone wants to play in this game. It's a huge game. It's a game that Scotland can most definitely win. But on the flip side of that, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if it was a draw or Scotland were to lose a game. I think it's two very, very closely matched teams. But as you said, we all hope Scotland go through today.
Yeah, Gordon, I think, like, tactically, if you're playing this game on paper, that's probably the team most would go for, or it's certainly an understandable team. It's close to the other night. McKenna comes in for Kieran Tierney. Other teams at the tournament, though, are using more players than us. Do you expect the legs to be at it tonight?
Yeah, I think a lot of people are crying out to see Shankman, for instance. We'll take him in the equation up front. I was a bit disappointed that he didn't get more game time, because I think he can get us a goal. He's a great goal scorer. He's finished the season in such high confidence, Gordon. He's had a terrific season with Hearts. But I've got to say, I'm not surprised he goes with Adams, because if it was my pick, I'd be going with Adams tonight. I thought Adams' work rate the other night there, leading the line, position to do, I thought he was absolutely brilliant. But I thought he should have maybe come off about 15-20 minutes earlier, and then the fresh legs coming on. Look, I think Marv's right. You look at this team, they're asked to go to the Wells again tonight in a massive, massive game. It'll be so important for Steve Clarke to use the substitutions, and he's got to use them the right time, and he's got to use them wisely.
Yeah, I think that's right, but I think it's the right option. Look, we've got a big squad and there is decent players in there, but there's no doubt that this is the strongest starting lineup for me. Yes, Christie played the first game, but I think that midfield area, that midfield four, is going to be crucial to how this game goes for us. I know we're talking about defence and we will come under pressure at times because Hungary are a very good side, but if we can control the ball like we did at times against Switzerland, it gives us a better chance of getting up the pitch, and that's why we found ourselves with the same four in there.
The permutations of this, Gordon Dalziel, are quite wide ranging. You've got a very, very, very small chance. Let's not even think about it, actually. After I mention this, we'll deal with it quickly, that a win isn't enough. But I mean, it probably is, okay? Touch wood, cross your fingers, do whatever. This format should underline that, that a win is enough. You've even got that bizarre scenario that we touched on earlier, that a draw could be enough if all these other pieces fall into place. Then you look at what it means for Hungary. They are bottom of the group. Not only do they probably need to beat us, they need to beat us well. So what does that do, all of that stuff, for the dynamic of the football match?
I think Steve Clarke and the players are just concentrating one thing. Get the 3 points tonight. Get the result. I totally agree with Mark, right? I watched bits of the game with Hungary against Germany. I know they've no points in the board, and I know Switzerland 3-1, and people say, well, you know, look at us in Switzerland. This is a decent side. They'll be out to get their first win in the Euros. I think it'll be a dangerous match for us tonight. I think we'll need to defend really brilliantly. I think the midfield will need to dominate in there, and if we can get some chances, especially in the wide areas with Robertson and Ralston getting up the flanks, and obviously Adams working away there, but we'll have to be the top of our game, Gordon, because if we're not, we won't win it.
I think we're going to have to be patient as well, and I'm sure that, or I hope the Tartan Army in the stadium believe that as well. We've took a number of calls and people here and around the ground saying that I hope Steve Clarke goes for it, because he has to go for it. But if you go for it, you can easily get picked off, and this game can run away from you really quickly at this level. So that's why he's went with the same system, the same team. He will be pragmatic, I believe, in his approach. I would like to see start the game the way we did against Switzerland, but there's no way we're going to be throwing caution to the wind and leaving a back three exposed. Steve Clarke's team may just have to soak up some pressure and be really difficult to play against, and then when they get their opportunity, like they did the other night, take it and then defend from there. But I wouldn't like to see us coming out and being so open and going gung-ho and going toe-to-toe, because I believe this Hungarian side can punish you.
Marvin Bartley, what is the key for this Scotland team? It's fairly familiar now. This group's been together a long time. It's a similar feel from the qualification campaign, apart from a few injuries. What's key to this team succeeding tonight?
I think the guys have touched on it there. I think we have to defend extremely well. I think Hungary are very, very dangerous on the counter-attack. I wouldn't be surprised at all if they try and attack down our right-hand side, their left, you know, because they've got a lot of pace down that left-hand side. So Hendry and Ralston's relationships can be very, very important today. They're going to have to be patient. You know, it's one of those things you spoke about it earlier, Gordon, that 2 points may be enough. But for Hungary, they have to win this game of football.
And so win it by a distance, really.
I think 3 points will take them through. I genuinely
Oh, really?
Do. I think if they get 3 points, it will take them through. But Steve Clark and the players will know that. So they don't have to go and, you know, say, throw caution to the wind straight away. Hungary have to win this game of football. So the longer it goes on, the more they'll begin to attack, the more the spaces will open up. And as Gordon said there, then you make the substitutions, then you freshen it up, you get players on the pitch and can win this game of football. But it's so important that Scotland are patient. They don't go gung-ho. And as Mark said earlier, they don't get picked off. Because if they do that and they go behind, all of a sudden, all the fatigue that they felt, obviously playing with 10 men in the first game, a real difficult game against Switzerland, that all comes back to you very, very quickly. Stay in the game as long as you can and then pick Hungary off at the end.
To get a bit emotional about it all, Hugh, or turn it into something romantic, Scotland will need heroes on a night like this to pull off something history-making. And who are the characters there? Who are the ones that you think can drag Steve Clark's team over that line?
I think there are several in that team, Gordon, and it's very, very hard to take emotion away from everything that is going on today. I was thinking myself, I first saw Scotland play in 1962. That's 62 years ago. And I remember the qualification game when Joe Jordan scored against Czechoslovakia. We went to Germany in 74. I've lived through all the highs and lows. We've all been on the march with Ali's army. And we've all had a dream with John Gordon Sinclair. And it's never happened for us. But I honestly believe tonight in McGinn, of course, in McTominay, in McGregor, and in Gilmour. The subtlety in the act. They can provide for us, and McTominay is a persistent goal threat. And I'll give you my omen, Gordon. I attended a neighbourhood party this afternoon, drinking water only before anyone asks. And a lady came up and said, I've seen you walking about here. And somebody said, Hugh Keevans lives over there. I said, I'm Andy Robertson's auntie. How random is that? The Scotland captain's auntie. Meeting you.
I hope you're right. I hope it's a family affair, because I actually bumped into his parents last night.
It's a sign, Gordon. It's a sign.
Lovely people they are as well. So hopefully, do you know what though? I suppose to take something semi-serious from that, the knock-on effect of being over here, Mark, and what it means to the hundreds of thousands of fans, but then to the people that are close to it as well. That, you know, the players themselves, obviously. Their families are all here, their friends are all here. You then extend that to the goodness knows how many watching back home. It is genuinely hard to sort of sum up the feeling that surrounds all of this at the moment.
Well, we spoke about it for the last 12 days, our players playing at the top level. And of course they've played in big games, FA Cup finals and Premier League winning teams and Champions League finals. But I very much doubt if they've played in a bigger occasion than what we've witnessed over here for the past 12 days. You know, families, you know, the party that we were at with Andy Robertson's parents right at the beginning of it. You're meeting them in Stuttgart and you're bumping into family members and friends closely of the squad. But then when you see the amount of supporters here, it is very unusual, even if you play at the biggest club, to get a reaction like you have done here in Germany. The players will know that, and it's all kind of led to this game where, you know, it's a straight shootout and the chance to make history. And you think of all the great players and great games that Hugh mentioned there, and those teams all failed to reach the knockout stage. I get the tournament's been reformatted. However, it's still an incredible opportunity that lies in front of the players to make history.
Before we let our adopted Scott go then, because he's actually going into the stadium. Some guys
he thinks he's just got to stroll in there.
Some guys get all the luck.
5 minutes to go.
Honestly.
This is what sums you up. This is why you're late all the time.
I did it on Wednesday. I'm telling you guys. I get in for national anthem. Everyone erupts. I walk in, and then I sit in my seat.
So you think this is early?
Oh, 100%.
Hugh Keevans, would you believe this guy?
No, not a word.
Honestly. You're going to be late, so we will let you go. Give us your final thoughts on tonight, what it means and how you think it will go.
How I hope it will go is Scotland win. I think that's what we're all hoping for. I wouldn't be surprised, as I said earlier, I think it's going to be an extremely tight game if it was to be a draw or Hungary to win. You know, I've been in the hotel with Adam Bogdan, someone who I played with, and he said that, you know, the Hungary players maybe were trying to run before they could walk against Switzerland. I think it was a baptism of fire for them. Then they went into the Germany game with a much better performance, but he said the camp is confident at this moment in time. I know it's going to be a tough game, but they do believe if they do turn up, they'll win it. And that's always a dangerous team. Scotland will feel exactly the same. It's going to be tight, Gordon. As I said, I'm kind of sitting on the fence, but I want Scotland to win this game of football, but I wouldn't be surprised if it went the other way.
What if former Hibs players know nothing? Thank you to Marvin Bartley. Yeah. Enjoy your evening. He's going into the stadium. Strap yourselves in, because it is going to be a tense and exciting night, whatever happens. If you've been following our pundit predictor across the Euros, you will know we've had a big cash up for grabs. Last night, Lewis in Nielsen correctly predicted that Portugal and Belgium would win, and he's waiting on Germany as well. So if Germany win tonight against Switzerland, he's going to take home the £500.
Oh, that's not good.
Thanks to call Robert. So he was up against you, Mark Wilson, but you'd have been out because you predicted a Belgium draw.
Oh, did I really?
How can you predict a Belgium draw?
So good luck to Lewis. He's going to sit back and hope that Germany win, and the pundit predictor returns tomorrow night when you'll have the chance to predict the results in more games at the Euros, and there will be even more cash up for grabs, all thanks to Call Robert. We are back with even more build-up. It is getting closer. Scotland against Hungary is just around the corner, and you'll hear more from us live in Germany after these.
Hi, I'm John McGinn on Clyde One.
Hi, I'm Kenny McLean. This is Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
This is Scotland versus Hungary.
The Tartan Army go crazy!
Live from Stuttgart, this is Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Just over 30 minutes to go until kickoff here in Stuttgart. A huge night, a history-defining night for Scotland. Let's go back into the stadium because our reporter, Andrew McLean, is there, Andrew. And I would imagine a game of this magnitude, the Scotland fans already will be filling the place and it will be bouncing.
Yeah, well, you've come to me at the right time because Freed from Desire has just come over the tannoy. The Scotland fans over to my left are dancing, they're throwing their hands in the air, they're waving their flags, and this is what it is all about. These fans have been having a great time over the past couple of weeks. I went into the huge Scotland fan zone at Stadtplatz earlier on, 6 hours before kickoff. I was there and the place was absolutely packed. There was not a seat to be had anywhere. There was not a blade of grass left to sit on. 3 o'clock in the afternoon for a 9 o'clock kickoff over here in Germany. It shows the anticipation. It shows how much people are enjoying themselves in the sun. Yes, I think a few people are flagging because they've been out here for a couple of weeks and have had a bit of a heavy time of it. But they're reserving their seats for this game that you just cannot miss. And they're in full voice at the moment, and it's just going to get louder and louder and louder in here. It's being dominated, the noise, by Scotland fans at the moment. I'm sure Hungary will respond at some point. They'll try to, but they cannot match the noise that's being made by this Scotland support at the moment.
And of course, everyone's got their own story. Some have travelled far, some not so far. But I'll tell you what, we've got a special journey from a Scotland fan who's in here at the moment. Johnny is from Bells Hill, but you've come from Melbourne. Yes?
Melbourne, Australia, yes.
Unbelievable. All this way. And is it worth it?
Absolutely.
It'll be even more worth it if it goes to plan tonight.
Absolutely. For sure.
What are you thinking tonight then? How confident or otherwise are you?
I'm very, very confident because I don't think Scotland will ever have a better chance.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The Hungarians have got nothing to play for, really. And Scotland have got everything to play for, so go for it.
What is it that makes you make that journey then? You know, is it one of those, as soon as they qualified, did you know you were always going to try? Or?
Yes, yeah, I mean, it was booked up. We're here in a camper van, so we've travelled all the way from Australia over to Glasgow, and then we jumped in a camper van, travelled all the way.
You thought you drove from Melbourne, didn't you?
Melbourne, a camper van.
But still, just when you think you've done enough travelling on the flight, he goes and jumps in a camper van and drives over. You just like travelling.
Absolutely.
Superb. What are you thinking specifically about, you know, the way the tournament's gone from obviously the very low of Munich, picked back up a bit against Switzerland? Do you feel like that's a kind of upward trajectory the team's on?
It's a launching pad for them, for sure.
Who are the guys we should be hanging our hopes on tonight?
I would say McTominay, McGinn. I think McGinn really needs to show up because in the last two games, he's not been that great. You know what I mean? And the fans really are hanging their hat on him. And, you know, he's got to deliver.
Yeah, he's an interesting one because even the biggest John McGinn fans, Gordon Dale, Mark Wilson would accept he's been not at his usual standards in the last two games. But he's also got way more than enough goodwill in Steve Clark's tank and everyone else's tank that he was always going to play tonight. You know, we were never at that stage, were we?
Yeah, nobody was at their best against Jeremy. Let's put that out there. He didn't have the best game against Switzerland. He obviously ended up getting substituted. We had maybe one caller come on saying they would leave him out. You could never leave John McGinn out in a game like this. He's too big a player, he's too important. I totally agree. I think he needs to step up tonight. Has he got that in his locker? 100%. He's got the ability, he's got the character, he brings so much to the team. So I totally agree. I'm looking for a big performance, and so will John McGinn.
Where John McGinn's been disappointed is he's never really been involved in the games. He's had very few touches and very made a little happen. And we're used to seeing John McGinn in a Scotland shirt make things happen. You know, even if that's winning his fouls higher up the pitch or scoring goals. But I think a lot of the good stuff that Steve Clarke will see in him is off the ball. And he's still so important to us off the ball. The way he'll press, the way he'll block passing lanes. That's why, for me, he was never going to be left out. And then, of course, when you flip that, he's due a good game on the ball. It's up to the others round about him to get him involved in the game. He can't just go and make it happen. He's not Messi. He'll go back to the 18-yard box and pick up the ball and dribble past everybody. He needs to be brought into the game. If we do that tonight and get him on the ball, he can certainly perform for us.
And, of course, the other name, Johnny, you mentioned is Scott McTominay. Just how important has he been in the last couple of years, really, and in particular this tournament as well?
Yes, for sure. But I'm going to throw in a name here, and it's James Forrest. You know, I'm really looking forward to him to come in.
You roll off the bench?
Absolutely. Do you know what I mean? And just turn on a bit of magic, even if it's only for 20 minutes, half an hour. Get him on, for sure.
Yeah, it's hard to imagine us using the same limited number of attacking options tonight as we have in the past, because when you get to Cape 3, everyone's even more tired. So if you see Shankland again, it will probably be earlier. Maybe, you know, the sort of must-win nature of it, or certainly try and win nature of it, you're looking at, you know, maybe it is a James Forrest late on, maybe it's a Lewis Morgan, a Tommy Conway. Maybe tonight you see something that you haven't seen before, because those first two games can be about keeping yourself in with a chance, but tonight's about prolonging your stay in the tournament.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest job Steve Clarke will have. This is the biggest job he'll have tonight. Tactically, knowing when to change it, how to change it, how to change the game if he has to go chasing, how to change the game if he has to defend a lead. So I would say that there'll be a lot more substitutions used tonight. He's got good options on the bench. James Forrest is one, gives us the pace. Everybody's crying out for Shanklin. Christie can come on, give us energy. He loves bringing on Kenny McLean. We've seen it so many times. So he definitely has got options to change the game.
Depends on the flow of the game and how it goes. So, you know, if we get an early goal and it's 1-0 and we're going into the closing stages, I wonder if Steve Clarke, he's so trustworthy of his team, his starting selection, that he might just ride that out. And yes, legs will be tired. There's always the fear if he changes something too quickly when we're in a positive position that backfires. But I get the point that if it is in the balance and it is, you know, the games are dragging into it or we're behind, Forrest, Armstrong, Christie, Shanklin, guys like that, we'd like to see them involved.
Johnny, we hope you enjoy your night. An unbelievable effort from you to get from Melbourne to Glasgow and then back out here. So you above all deserve it for that trip. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Good man, brilliant to hear. And that sums it up, Mark, the effort people are going to get here. The thing is, let's not be pretend, of course, other nations will have those stories as well, I'm sure, but the level of commitment that's been shown, it, you know, would be so fitting if the team could repay that this evening.
But that's what we need. That's the next level. You know, getting a win at a major tournament that actually progresses us, and just, you know, a real payoff for these supporters who have put so much time and effort, and even the ones that have travelled from Glasgow and Edinburgh and scrimped and scraped to get by, to get here. Take something special, but you could actually write a book, you know, a compilation of all the different journeys and all the different routes people have taken and stories to get here. It really is something special. And you know what, it's something you always hear about the Tartan Army, but until you're here, until you're in it, it's something that you maybe don't appreciate a lot. And interestingly enough, the Scotland team chose to stay right in the middle of the city centre. They only had to look out their window to see
me
You just outside. But all the thousands of people pouring out that train station, I think that adds a wee bit extra when you look out and you see, you know, what it means to so many.
For what it's worth, I don't think they chose there. I think UEFA picked that hotel in advance, and maybe the Scotland players were a bit shocked at how central
I certainly would be as well.
I walked past this morning, and it was incredible, though. The fans were all outside, and Andy Robertson was just kind of casually hanging out his bedroom window, just having a look at what was going on, and you could see him quite clearly sticking his head out the window. The team planned to go a walk like they always do, but they couldn't because there were too many fans today. I believe they went for a very, very short walk, pretty much in like the courtyard behind the hotel. So it's been that type of day. It's been crazy here in Stuttgart. And there, Hugh Keevans, you thought you showed good commitment coming down from Bear's Den, honestly.
Yes. Well, let me tell you, in leafy Bear's Den, there are flags everywhere. And there's a feeling about the entire city, the entire country, that makes today very special. As I said, you know, having watched all of the highs, the expected highs, which turned into the belated lows down through the decades, I honestly believe that this is the day it changes. I really do think that the moment has come, and that Steve Clark, John Carver, the players, McTominay, McGinn, McGregor, I do believe that the day has come and that they will seize their moment. Maybe you can all laugh and say the world's worst predictor has just cursed the whole thing, but I just feel there's something in the air and it's going to be Scotland's night.
I'm going to leave off you tonight because I hope you are correct. And Hugh's talking about the mood back home in Scotland. Of course, we are here in Stuttgart, but there are fan zones right across Scotland getting ready for the game. Let's go round them. Let's get a flavour of what it's like back home. We're going to start up north in Aberdeen with Dave Galloway.
Cheers, guys. I'm here at OGV Podium in Aberdeen City Centre. Now, this place has been the scene of a number of great occasions over the years, and hopefully tonight will be another one. Tartan Army soldiers are converging on the place in big numbers, and amongst the fans I've spoken to so far, there's high optimism, but also high amounts of tension and nerves in the build-up to what's effectively a cup final, with it being win or bust for Scotland's hopes of making history. Now, the venue owners say they're committed to providing engaging and meaningful entertainment. Well, I'd say stand by for plenty drama this evening, because we never do things the easy way, do we? Let's head to Edinburgh now, where Gavin Pearson is at Easter Road. Gav.
Nice one, Dave. How special was that rendition of Flower of Scotland on Wednesday night in Cologne? We did the same here at Easter Road at the Hibernian Scotland fan zone, and we'll do the same tonight, I'm sure, as well. We'll get little hairs in the back of the neck. One enforced change, of course, at the back, with Tierney injured. Liam is here as a Scotland fan. Would you have liked to have seen anything else changed?
Aye, two strikers. Rather than bringing McKenna into the team for Tierney, put Shankland in. Even though he's a Hearts guy, I'll take him up front with Che Adams. Let Che Adams say, donkey work. Shankland, put the ball in it.
I love this. You need a whiteboard to demonstrate your formation ideas on this one. But we obviously know what the team's going to be. Are we going to be happy at full time?
Aye, six now. God for a second.
Okay, how many tenants are you in now?
Too many.
Aye. Well, listen, let's hope that's happening. We're dead optimistic here at Easter Road, it would seem. Are they just as optimistic at East End Park? Let's find out with Ewan Cameron.
Thanks so much, Gav. Yes, we're here at East End Park for the Dunfermline City fan zone ahead of the big one, Scotland versus Hungary. Will history be made tonight, Steve Cowan, former Hibs and Aberdeen striker?
Well, I think so. I think we did well in the Switzerland game. I think we'll carry it forward, and I'm expecting us to win 2-1.
2-1. Steve Cowan believes we'll be through tonight into the knockout stages for the first time in our history. It's back to you boys in Stuttgart, ahead of the big one, Scotland versus Hungary.
All across this city, Mark Wilson, we cannot move for Scotland fans who are excited about this tonight. And hearing from the guys back home as well, it sounds like it's the same case. Hugh's talking about Glasgow in the west. We've been to Aberdeen, Edinburgh, Dunfermline. This means a lot tonight.
Well, no doubt. Sometimes when you're away from home, you feel a bit detached. So it's nice to hear that everybody is in it along with us here and the thousands that have travelled here. But it means so much. We are a football nation. We love our football, and we've had very little to cheer about. Let's hope it's tonight.
We are very, very close to kick-off. We will go back to the Stuttgart Arena after these.
Clyde One Super Scoreboard, live from Germany, with UK debt experts. The national team helping you tackle your debt.
may not be suitable for all. Fees and disadvantages may apply. Free advice at moneyhelper.org.uk. Live from Germany with UK debt experts. The national team helping you tackle your debt. May not be suitable for all. Fees and disadvantages may apply. Free advice at moneyhelper.org.uk.
Oh, what a time we've had in Germany. We've been live here throughout the group stages thanks to UK Debt Expert. They're part of the Credit Fix group and they've been on the go since 2007. So think about it in Scotland terms. When James McFadden was smashing one in France, they were getting down to business helping people who are struggling with debt they can't control. If you need help, talk to UK Debt Expert. There is a solution for you and you can find out more at ukdebtexpert.co.uk. Okay, what did we do well on the pitch, Gordon Dyell and Mark Wilson, on Wednesday or whatever day it was, because I'm starting to lose track, and what needs to be better?
I thought we pressed well. I thought we passed the ball a lot better, Gordon. I thought the pace of the game was better. Our lines were better in the fact that the back three, because against Germany I thought we pushed up far too far and all of a sudden left a lot of space in behind. We didn't do that against the Swiss. We didn't allow them to get in behind us all the time. To do better, I would like to see us do better in the final third. I don't think we've created enough chances yet. You know, we've got very good football players in the middle of the park. Thought Andy Robertson getting up and down that left-hand side, especially second half. Ralston does his fair shift as well. I would just like to see a little bit more quality in the final third for me.
Well, we started the game well, didn't we? I thought we had to do that against Switzerland, start on the front foot, and you quite clearly seen from early on, as soon as kickoff came, we played the ball forward and we squeezed the game up the pitch and we get some corners and throw-ins, and that set the tone for the game. The Swiss then knew that we were going to try and play that game in their half in the opening stages. Against Germany, we just sat back and let the Germans do that to us. Tonight, I would like to see the same. What can we do better? Yeah, I agree with Daz, if we could be a wee bit more creative, which team wouldn't want that? But I tend to look at it from a defensive point of view. I thought as the game wore on the other night, our wing-backs got exposed. I thought Jack Henry could help Ralston. I thought McKenna at times and Tierney could help Robertson a wee bit more. And Marvin touched on it earlier. That relationship between Henry and Ralston and McKenna and Robertson is going to be huge, because they will try and stretch you. They will try and then get runners through the middle of you also. So the relationship between the back three and the wing-backs is going to be crucial this evening.
Yeah, I agree with that. The most important thing we've got to do, and I think it was different the other night, we're good when we're a team, a unit, and everybody works together. You seen that the other night there. Everybody knew their job. They were passionate, the effort, the commitment. We've not got the best players in this tournament, but we've got a terrific team spirit. We've got a terrific guys that can go and just work as a unit, and if they're all in this, singing from the same hymn sheet, we're a hard team to beat and we're a good team. But if we don't, like we did against Germany, then they can pick us off easily. How we start the game tonight, and I know that that's the old cliche, start the game well, the first 20 minutes, that is so important.
And composure, sorry Gordon, I was just going to say, composure is going to be key as well. With those four in there, we've got wonderful players in that midfield area, and the real strength of their game is in possession and how they take care of the ball. That's going to be crucial. There is going to be huge pressure on these players' shoulders, and this is where you really find who can step up to the next level. When the pressure's on your shoulders, when there's a crowd like there's going to be tonight, never mind the Tartan Army, the Hungarian supporters make a lot of noise as well. Can you take the ball in tight situations? Can you keep it? Can you work us up the pitch? That's going to be huge in the game this evening. If we do that right, we'll be on the right track.
Yeah, Hugh, the bits that you can't measure and you can't be sure of in terms of mentality and attitude and belief and bravery, you just wonder how important that stuff is and what the last couple of days have been like. Can you harness the relative positivity from the Switzerland game? Can you make sure they're not overawed like perhaps some of them were against Germany? Can we make sure that everyone comes out and leaves absolutely everything out there?
My mind keeps going to the manager, Steve Clark. And what do you say in the dressing room? Gordon Dyell has had to deliver messages of that nature in big matches at Hampden or other places, Celtic Park, Ibrox, whatever. And the players, do they take the messages in? We've gone on about Flower of Scotland. To hear that, and it will be cranked up another notch tonight, I'm absolutely sure. Those players have to close their eyes and understand that this is an entire country, a country who are willing them to win this match. It's a terrible burden to bear, but pressure, as they say in football, is a privilege. And if they can rise to the pressure, rise to the occasion, and get the win that takes them into the last 16, they can come home knowing that they can say, we achieved what no team before us, wearing Scotland jerseys, were able to achieve in 70 years. That's the incentive. How Steve Clarke gets that across to the players, I wish him well.
Game management, Mark, how important is that going to be then? You mentioned not getting too tetchy early on. Yes, you know, there's a feeling that we kind of have to win it. There's a bizarre potential safety net where you don't need to win it. So making sure you're managing your way through the game properly, how important is that on a night like
this?
It's
going to be absolutely crucial, and I think we've got the right man in charge of us for that. Steve Clarke's not one to stray from what he believes in and his principles, and it's what's got us to this stage. I get everybody wants to play attacking free-flowing football that's good in the eye, but I don't think Steve Clarke's like that. He's about keeping in the game, and he'll understand, the players will understand because of the message put across, that there will be times that we have to surrender the ball and there'll be maybe long periods that we don't have it. It's just international football at the top level. But it's about how compact you are and letting them play wide. And I thought against the Swiss, we got that right more often than not. Sometimes the cut is open, but I think we got it right. We were more compact. Tonight's going to be the same. When you don't have the ball, be nice and compact. Minimise the space between the lines and make it really difficult for them to play through you. And then when you, of course, you win the ball, it's how brave you are, how you connect the passes and how you work your way up the pitch. That's going to be crucial, how we manage that side of the game.
And I suppose with that, Gordon, comes that if the start isn't ideal and if things don't go your way, you're not rattled by that and you realise you've got time to try and fix things.
And I think that goes back to what Hugh was saying about Steve Clarke in the dressing room. If I was Steve Clarke, I'd be saying to the players, don't play the occasion, go play to the game plan. They'll have a game plan, there's no doubt about that. Steve Clarke will have worked his game out, so you've got to play to that. These guys are going to come out here and they're going to sample this atmosphere and it's going to be through the roof, Gordon. Of that there's no doubt. So they've got to make sure they embrace it, of course. They've got to embrace it. But when that whistle goes, there's a game plan that Steve Clarke and his coaching staff have set out. They've got to go to that.
And I suppose, Mark, again, this stuff's all relevant in any game, but when you get to this sort of shootout thing in the international tournaments, they just become more severe. These fine margins, making sure that if there is a big save to be made, Angus Gunn's there to make it. If there is a mistake by Hungary, you're there to capitalise on it. In a game like this, you don't have time to hope that it comes around the next time, really.
Yeah, and there's no guarantee that will happen. We can only hope that these players who have been selected and represented so well over the past 18 months can really peak tonight and take us through. And then if we get through, then we'll deal with that when it falls. But it's a night for big performances, Gordon. These players are playing at top clubs in games that are so competitive and fighting for trophies all over different leagues around the world. But tonight is a night where we hope it all comes together and they perform to their peak and take us to the next level.
It's a mixed bag here. We're in the shadow of the stadium, and actually for the first time on game day during these shows, it's a bit of a split. Quite a lot of Hungary fans in here. You better be on your best behaviour. Gordon Dale, some Scotland fans in here as well, and more importantly, we're going to go back to the stadium because showtime is next.
Live from Stuttgart, this is Clyde One Super Scoreboard.